We begin with the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin Gimel Siftes. Shulchan Aruch is here. Siman Ayin Gimel Siftes. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Misha Mishken Ksus Ishto Eina Yechola Lohotzi Yodo Velo Klum. What does that mean? His wife is wearing a dress. He borrows money. He puts his wife's dress as a collateral for the loan. So, what does that mean? Does it work? It doesn't work. Does it work? It doesn't work. So it's not clear. Who owns this dress? Who owns this dress? So it's all based on the Gemara, as you can imagine. Nothing, everything has a basis. A Gemara Baba Kama. Baba Kama Daf Kuv Beis. Who owns a wife's clothes? You know, generally speaking, you know, he owns what he owns, but the question is, he's supposed to own everything, right? But what about her dresses? He owns her dresses too. Say, look at me, I want to see what it says. So the Gemara writes as follows. Echot, it's underlined in green for us. Echad amaklish nechosov, echad amaratchens atzmo. Ein lo biksus ishto, belo biksus bono. In other words, the garments of his wife and of his children are out of reach. Alright? Gemara says, well, but maybe they are in his reach. Gemara says, no. Kol amaklish nechosov, amar av abba. The name is important. Not that the tragedy is inaccessible to him, but he doesn't have it in mind. Okay. Hello, Rav Abba. They don't like that. Kol amaklish nechosov, nase kemisha hikno lehen ksus ishto ubonov mei kora. Very interesting Gemara. This is a hard Gemara. So it's interesting, which you see it in the original source. The source for this din, as you see on the side over here, Harashba B'Tshuva. Okay? If you look at the Be'er Agola, Osnun, Vitam Deman Leimalon Glo Afke Midate, Ve'od Mishem Takonas Hashuk. He gives extraneous reasons. The Rashba gives, as it's quoted over here in the Be'er Agola, Simon Ayin Gimel, Osnun. Okay? As a matter of fact, Rabbi Osai, if I owe money to a creditor and he comes to me and says, give me your money, I have no money. Give me a clothes, I'm wearing just a rag. But your wife has a mink coat. It's worth a lot of money, no? Mink coat? I think so. Can he get the mink coat or not? What do you say? Kosher Mishpat says, nope. That means that the mink coat is out of his reach. Okay? The question becomes, is there a steer between this din of Shulchan Aruch, Mishem Mishken Ksus Ishto, Eini Yechola Lohotzi Miyodo Velo Klum? Why? Because what he did is valid, the husband, indicating that the husband owns it. Whereas in Choshen Mishpat, it sounds that it's inaccessible. Stereo between these two dinim Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yaakov asks this kasha, Rav Yaakov Melissa, and he suggests he gave it to her. What we call the schirus. I'm giving you your clothes. As long as we're married, you can use them. What'll happen if I, the husband, who I'm the maskir, I rented them out in effect to you, my wife, to use them, and I sell it? It can take effect in the Choshen Mishpat. But I made a deal with you. I'll substitute something else. So here too, a Baal Chov cannot access the mink coat. It was in effect given over to the wife to use. And let him collect from what we call B'nai Chor, let him collect from whatever the the credit that the husband has himself. Of course, Baba Kama, Rabbi Osai, the Gemara says, the hiknuk sus ishto meikara, was him to reject the initial svara of Rav Abba. That's the problem. So apparently, Rashba is relying on additional answers which you find over here. Take a look at the Beis Shmuel, right over here. All right, Beis Shmuel, Simon, Ayin, Sivkagon, Vov. Because of a Rashba, not Shuvah, Chodah man lemolon, delon nos no lo rishus, lemashke. Maybe she gave him permission. And that's why it takes effect. Otherwise it wouldn't. The old, you can contact Konas Hashuk. So there's two separate reasons given, and not the fundamental reason. So the fundamental reason, Rabbi Osai, the question of who it actually belongs to, you get an impression that it really may belong to her, but she gave her shus to be mamashkin, what Konas Hashuk. Okay, if it belongs to her, we understand why in Choshen Mishpat he said that the creditor cannot take the min coat, which the wife was given by her husband, because he gives it to her, it's hers. Fine. Let's analyze it, Bosai. What's included in this din of ksus? Share of ksus to manasa lo yigra. So share with kodram is food. And what is, pray tell, ksus? Clothes. And what's included in clothes? What's included in clothes? Let's take a look over here. You can find this in Shulchan Aruch. We have this concept of a husband is required to provide his wife not only with clothing, but also with a place to live. A place to live. Look at Siman Ayin Gimel in the introduction. Shechayev v'ksus u'modo. We saw this a little bit yesterday. See it again today. Ksus keitzad. Shtif aleph. U'bechlal ha'ksus. Shuchayev, chayev liten lo klei bayis u'modo shi yoshev es lo. Chum afurish in the Shulchan Aruch. That mother, a place to live, is included in ksus. There is a chiyev mother, it's more than a kuk gimel. That's a gruach quote. But it's included in ksus. You find in the Shulchan Aruch already originally in the Rambam. Okay? Fine. So it comes out that if you hold like the Magen Mishnah we spoke about a long time ago, that Mezonos is the Rabbanon and Ksus is the Daraisa, the place to live is also the Daraisa, because it's included in Mador. Excuse me, Mador is included in Ksus, which is the Daraisa. According to just about everybody. What kind of Mador do you have to give? You have to give a Mador Hogun. One proof that this is Siman Ayin Dalet, Sif Yud Aleph. What does it say? Aish Amayni Dard, Bimabu Yzem, Nation Bnei Adam, Bimroim, O Putin, O Goyim, Bishkunasi, Vani Misyar, Mehem, Shomelo. Afal Pish, Lahu, Sugu, Bepritis. Afilu Hoya Amada Shalah, Motsiin, O Sami, Menu. Because you have to live in a decent place. You can't live in a bad neighborhood, however that's defined. Right? It's dangerous. So you have to live in a proper place. Fine. Now I'm going to turn our attention to Rav Zalman Nechemi's piece, where he also discusses this issue, but he starts with a very fundamental question. How do we get this over here?
Bottom of the screen.
Red. This?
No, the red.
The red.
It's all the reform,
look at this. Let's start at the top. Chemdas Ha'aretz. I'm not sure what that is, but that's where it's printed, obviously. It's printed somewhere else as well. The Yishalavim printed it in their original, that's where I got it from. Begidrei Chiyuv Mezonos Ksus V'dira. Okay, and again, it's divided into Prokim, four Prokim. Each parak has three, four, or five subsections. Let's try to analyze Rav Zalman Nechemi as much as we can. Hinei chiv dira leishel on his baba gemar befeish. You know it's called a Torah. He's being a little cute over here. Chiv dira leisha on his baba gemar befeish. What is the word leisha for? Because we have over here chiv mother, which is the first in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Ayin Gimel, Sif Aleph, Ubechlal Aksus, Shulchayev Chavidim Nabe Klei Bayis Umodah Shiyoshev Ezbo. So where did this come from? Says the Gra, Kuf Gimel Omer Aleph. All right, let's take a look in Ksubis. Kuf Gimel Omer Aleph. It's on your Marav HaKamashi. How can it be? How can Abdal Nechemya say it's not in the Gemara, and the Gra said it is in the Gemara? Something that's very unusual over here. I say, you look at the Abdal Nechemya, every word counts. What's the context of Kuf Gimel Omer Aleph? An Almana Rabosai. She's a widow. So Abdal Nechemya is careful with his expressions. He appealed to Isha for a wife. Well, it's one of my favorites. For an almana, for a widow. Obviously, if it applies to a widow, because it applies when she was married to the Kavach Homer. Says the Rambam. It's called in Shulchan Aruch too. Ubechlal aksus shuchayim in law, clay bias, the mother shall shevis bo. My clay bias? Okay, we saw this yesterday. A mother has to be 4 amas, fine. Has to be a yard, a bathroom, fine. Says the Magad Mishnah. Ha mother shesocher law, poshilu shesh la mother. But Amru b'perek, oh, here's the perish. This Baba Shkut Shale Das, Adar Beis Tovshin Mem Vov. This is a, where I got it from, Shalavim, Shale Das. They reprinted it. Hey, Eretz Chemda. What year did they print this compass out? I can't tell when it came out. Chemda's or his base, you look it up on your thing. What year it's from?
I don't have it on this compass.
Okay. It probably tells you, many years later. And they divided it much more nicely into sub, you know, the thing that I had, I gave to Dov. It's all one big thing. He has divided it nicely, subsections. But they say, Chashiva Sanose, Seder Yechad Mechudoshim, Kol Toros, V'Kol Toros Mishneh, Marach HaKomos V'Duyokim. Okay, written by the authors. Pek Anosef Kul Gimel, K'shemishna Meshes V'Modor, K'derach Shemishna Meshes, V'Chayei Bala. So he says, about Tam Lechem is saying, it never says that Beferish, a married woman has a mother. But if an Amona has a mother, and the Gemara's expression, she sits in the same place. Take a look. The first Gemara, Kuf Gimel after the Mishnah. The second, first wide line. The first wide line. Tanar Amona. Mishnah Meshes, Bemoda, Kederam, Shem, Mishnah Meshes, Bechaye, Bala. Maybe it's not Beferish in the Gemara. I mean, it's sort of Beferish in the Gemara. Okay. And if a Gemara, Shevi, Amag, and Mishnah, Shemana, Vela, Shehila, Mother. Lo, Shemana, Shemoda, Ubechal, Tzuz, Shuchayim, Lo, Shev, Shem, Shebechal, Mazonas. Ukanirish a Rambam hotzi davar lemisvara. She mother domal ksus, ben a domal lemizonis. Okay, Masha kozav a Rambam. She gam klei achilu shtir bechal ksus. Forks, knives, and spoons are included in ksus. And the milk of she also domal klei achilu lemizonis. Masha domal ksus. He would have thought forks, knives, and spoons are part of she'er, not part of ksus. That's comment number one. Everyone is so far. We're going slowly to a zayin the chemist piece. What's the difference? Why? That's the Rosh HaMagid Mishnah. It's a little strange. A little strange, no? He's not the only one says it. I was supposed to have the same comment. It's called Yiddish Modna. A little strange. Meshuna, Buzar. Okay, that's true. So what? Okay, fine. Good. That's a Rambam. Koman a Torah. So it's a Ksus. No, not Kamina. No, not fine. Let's see that much. It's not Kamina. The Beit Shmuel says, Rabosai, She'isha ha'omeres eini nizonis v'eini osa. Ramor writes in Simon Samach Tes, Sif Dalid, She'ein lo ksus. So writes the Shulchan Aruch, Ramor. Hu ledas ha-sorvim, She'mezonos uksus emid rabbanon. The Ramban, the Ran, Tol Takonos ha-chomim. She'tiknu, she'gam mezonos, ve'gam ksus, k'neged masi yodeo. Nu reshet Davis, masi yodeo. Now I understand, as expensive it is to go to a Lord Taylor and buy dresses for a woman, It's even more expensive to buy an apartment. So if the apartment is included in Ksus, that's what's going on over here. She's saying, Nizonis, Yaniosa, I'm not giving you my earnings, and you're not giving me any money, but you still got to pay for my apartment. Hey, not a bad deal, according to this understanding. That's a rather fine. That's a Rambam, Shesova, Sheshneim, and a Torah. V'chol ma'ashem, tick the mat Nizonis, al korachach. Shach Nizonos, min a Torah. V'zurayas, hatosis, or rush, Nizonis, lo, min a Torah. What are you saying tickle for? V'komakom, bo chachomim, v'tiknu mas, yodeh lebalo, k'negan Nizonos, shechiva, Torah, lebal. V'ledeh azu, v'vadak, shetiknu mas, yodeh, k'negan Nizonos. Hainu, ben k'negan Nizonos, ben k'negan Ksus. It's all Madaraisa. Benokto Hagamora Mizonos, Vakavono the Shneim, according to the Rambam. So, any Mizonos, you lose your apartment. Hey, not worth it. Chazanish, Cholad Beishul. The Sovet. Sholacholadeus, Shomeres, any Mizonos, Venyosa, any Luxus. After that, I saw him, Shuxus, no rice. Ukamola Hadeus, Shabane Mizonos, Bank Sus, Menatoro, Tiklamas Yadam, Kinneg Dumbo. That's Chazanish. Says Rav Shlomo Nechemia. I don't think it's right. Om the main zeh maklal. Watch this, Rav Shlomo Nechemia. Shadadas haramba. Shadadas hasovrim. Sheshneim in haTorah. Akoch shetiknu chacham emas yadayim. Tiknu keneged davar shezochzim in haTorah. Because everything's in haTorah. So therefore, the probably is bizarre to say Ksus. Masheng in hadas hasovrim. Sheksus min haTorah. Why should they compromise the din d'oraisa? That the rabbanon against the keneged rabbanon, let the d'oraisa stand where it is, unfettered. Oh, that catches now. Lamalo is here being a marsh and tick no mass down to negative Mizonas of Ksus. Say so. Bish Lamala das has so much a shame in our Torah. Knock down the mar Mizonas with Ksus. Amadas has so much a Ksus in our Torah. Her them that has to be fairish Ksus. She be Ksus H. Kiddish Yosem in Mizonas. She Mizonas are born in the Ksus in our Torah. The old. She eker a pirish Kasad with us a Rambam. Shemashama tiknu masyadeh tachas mezonos, hakavona, shetakona hoysa rak le masyadeh keneged mezonos, sheheim min haTorah. So far, Rabosai, he's armed with Chazanish. And we assume Rabzam Lechem is correct for the moment. Now he goes to the Perek Beis. This again, this is the Eretz Chem. It's great. Everything's divided up so nicely. So when the Talmidim can want to look at themselves on the line, you can see where we're going. I love this. I wasn't privileged to see this. I only saw the original. The old, the Rambam Matzvah and the Rikain. What's the Rambam say? Hasara shloshim in haTorah elein sheir ksus manasa sheir the mizonos ksus kemashmo adkan halacha dalit. Watch the words. Biotiknu chachamim shiemasiyah dey aisha keneged mizonosel. Lefichach im amra aisha eni mizonos veniosa shomer lo ven kofenosa. Abul amra abal eni zonach veeni notli mas klum masiyah dey ven shomer lo. Now, what's this last line? Why? What happened to the din d'oraisa? Here's Rav Shlomo Nechemia's major breakthrough. I'm about to tell you right now, we're about to have a major breakthrough. Guess what? The lady is number two online. Number one is the creditor. He gets the money ahead of the wife. Al zekos av asma, shedin zeu gam adas asov, shem mizonos ishim in haTorah, afilu hachi amal b'kon l'isha. Why? Says asma, v'shatorah lo chivoso litam le mizonos, ele b'sheyesh lo. What do we call this in our language? Mechir isha. He has money, supposed to support his wife. V'yaz tochal imo. Take a goof. Well, this is not finance. This is romance. It's not finance, it's romance. They have to eat together. It's a unit. Keep it in mind. Okay? Masha'en ken zeh. She'en lo. He has nothing. So a typical debtor who has nothing owes the money. He has nothing. Okay, I'm judgment proof, but he still owes the money. A married man who has nothing, he's not included in the nature of the obligation of romance. This doesn't have anything. Ella shebid rabbanon chayav d'shtadol los lemezonos af she'en lo kemash b'ktsuva v'aneflach. So midoraisa says the sma, it's only a chiyav if he has. He doesn't have his potter. Rabbanon if he's potter, he's still chayav to go out and find the money. That's the sma. So chinu l'din sheshnei chiyuv v'meish l'bal. Echad min ha'torah, echad min rabbanon. Shechayav yesu mash chiyuv min ha'torah. Uvez amuva mash kosev haramba. She'acha she'tikl chacham she'mas yachad mezonos. Hakavana shegam chiyu mizonos keneged masi adayin hu takonas chachamim v'hainu shetiknu takonan osefas lechiyu v'mizonos v'nafkemino legabe mi she'emo shechayav l'shtadol v'shaper siyem arambam v'nei takonas u yechoshu mizonos v'nitnay ksuba hanochiyu v'anosov ad kan esma midorais if you have rabban if you don't have. That's the smasa. But watch Rav Zalman Lechem's own original terrorist discussion. And he has died to Yeshlom Mashachir, the Rabbana of the host of Mashachayim and the Torah, but often Acher Mashachir Shasnah. It's directly ties into what we were saying yesterday and last week. Watch. Dihine, im navo lach kor, emo seichal al abal chiyim mazonis. We saw this before. Im mishas anisu, and chalol av chiyim lozimis ishto kol chayim. Rabbo say, you get married under the chuppah, you chayim for the rest of your life. To live to get married for 80 years, you have 80 years to support your wife. Oh, shekol yom mischayev lozen ve'oso yom ulemochor mischadish chiyav chodesh. We already saw about it. Didn't we see about it? We spoke about it a lot. So the Zalman Lechemia, they're both true. V'pshut is adab esfron nir. Shal mitzvah mischadish v'chol yom. Demechiteis iloma shebeis nisun cholav chiyav lozen esh shekol yom. Chenim et mashkot v'os chayav nemeluin. We saw this. Isha Homeris ain't in his own as many also. Ain't a kavana shemocheles lebal chiev his own. Shemazeloti potem imasio dai. Ala kavana shemistalekes vidin ze sheyeshlem his own. Vi Homeris iepshi vidin ze. Uvedova shemamaman yacholodim levate od in Torah. Umeacha shayde siluka neka chiev abam his own. Shuv ain oleo chiev masio dai. So tiktu takonis ma'asadayim, ela kenega takonis mezonos. Hine, dobo zeh, she'efshel istalik levata al-din v'takona, gemar pegim, we saw. Shudavka bin istalik lefnei shechal adin. I told you that whole verb. I told you the story, you have to say, under the chuppah, before the brachas, you got to say, din advarim, etc. Once the nisuin takes place, then it's too late. That's a whole story in that pegim. So the woman's married already. It's too late. Hakim Shein Zon Tzvei Yosa. What a great cash. It's too late.
But there's a difference between a continuing obligation and a mechadish obligation.
Very good. Excellent. That's exactly the point. Me'ach ha'shek v'chal ha'din. Okay, ech yitok ha'sh yishu tistag v'da kodesh tuz mezoz ha'ach ha'nisun. Avdim ha'luim v'sas v'n ritva. We saw this ritva. Kol yom v'yom chov v'fnei atzva. U'muvan ma'dua ein ha'yecholo the star mechiyev mezonos, kevan sherotz the star mechiyev adan lo neschayevo. And the Lum says yechol al achzor. Imagine the star of mezonos. Tosu says yechol al achzor lo ma any mezonos. Should be ani right? Ani mezonos vani also. Mishum shalomoch rak nestalcha. Kol shlover ayom yechol al achzor mi vitura v'lo ma ani mezonos takonish shetavu akonon mechadosh. Yesh li ayin nekash. Im kein kosh ma aber mit dem Marber Shamade. Shamade ist nicht nur mit der Honest Board, der damit ja mir haben Paris. Max Gamar, so is yesterday. Came with the Shubala. Hey, he wants him out of law. Kokemine the Makle Shibude. Wait. Bahashta. Im no ma shkoyom ve yom miskhar shkhiv hakhiv Nimsa she'ena meshuvah lasas lebezonis also yom. V'lama lo yukal adiyom yana asom yani mocha v'yelech. What a great kasha. Look what he says. Or sameach. Af al pi d'kayim lan v'mezonos. D'chiyuvah mitchilas nisuvah kachalu. How does he know? D'lachein nipnei tikun ha'olam amru de'in torfin mimeshubadim. In other words, you don't collect the mezonos from Shabbatim, but they take it home. One gift. But typically, the lochal achiyuv rak yom biyomo v'amecho hayakol amecho. The mother doesn't give that reason. The obvious reason should be the wife can't collect because the sale preceded. Her obligation is a daily obligation. That gemara in Gittin that says only take it home is the case. And no, there's an obligation starts at marriage. So akach sheshivut hayakol dem the mezonos isha. He has Mabalon Nisso. That's different. That's different, Rabosai. That's different. Oh. What does it say? Yechayev, the net is chal, for Easter, Kona Lecho, Shonoschayev, Mazonas, Shoko Yom. In which case? He gives man, Mabalon Nisso. But in the case of marriage, the Chiyev is chal at the moment of marriage. Frek the Heiliger, Rab Zalman Nechem, Yeshlita, Bahashta. If no matter karitva kosher, lama lo chal haneder gam benesua. The quote of the ritva the same as the Rabbi Sam said. No, it's a meach. By Yehuda on the nisa, the chiyu is only chal the next day. Therefore, the neder is chal. So enough ayinam and beis. Quote the ritva the same thing is true when of a married woman. It's a daily obligation. Starts every single day afresh. So the neder he takes today should be effective for the mezonos of tomorrow. Chen kosher lama tzorach tikun olam shlo tikva aisha. Mezonos mishubadim, hoshiks or sameach. It's an obvious reason, because the obligation comes later. He sold it today, and she only gets the obligation of mezonos tomorrow. Al keren yirolom. But Mazam Nechem, this is his major breakthrough for the whole of our Torah. Sheminat Torah chiyu mezonos mikoach ha mitzvah sheiraksusa vanos lo yigra ha mitzvah mischadeshes kol yom v'yom. Rabbi Yehudah was married. Every day a new mitzvah is chal upon you. Take care of your wife. Every single day, anuchi. We can make a good marriage better. Every day you have to make your marriage better. Watch. Achen mashe tiknu chachomim. The rabbis are unromantic. The rabbis are financial. Finance, not romance. And the rabbis say, Chiyuv mezonos to rabbanim is not ksuba. Chiyuv mamoni she'ena mikoach mitzvah. So you say it's not an ishus. It's just a financial thing. One's romance. The midoraisa it's romance. The other one is finance. V'chal be'esa nisuin shivud v'chiyuv l'choyim mechayel financially. U'mikoach zeh hoisa she would have been going to chasam b'shubadim l'tikun olam. V'chem mikoach zeh lo chal aneder shasan asole. Why? Because she already had a lien, a lock. From the day of the marriage, midrabanan. Avol im ha'isha bo lafkiyach chiyuv mas yadayim ayidei shomeres ein nizonos v'eni also. What does she do? Mafkiya es ha'mitzvah shemischadeshes b'kol yom v'yom. What does she do? She's able to be mistalek from any chiyuv which hasn't come yet. Like the monat pei gimel. The chiyuv Yerusha comes at nisun and she's mistalek at erusin. Here too, she's married for 10 years. So she can stop the chiyuv of tomorrow, the year number 11. The kevan she hits the chiyuv of zam nechem. The kevan she nifka chiyuv mezonah shel abal nifka takonas mas yadayim. Amazing. Once she says any mezonah shel abal, which can work with respect to tomorrow's obligation, automatically the financial obligation falls off, and that's a chiyuv. The tomar. Eich nifter habal mizonos b'zeh shevitra al ha-mitzvah mikoma kom yischaya b'chol mizonos t'rabonon. What happened to that? Just as she says, I'm a vater, and the vindarais, what she's able to do, because on nachal to tomorrow, what happened to the vindarabonon? Yesh liyashem. Shekol shepoko ha-mitzvah, poko gam achir mizonos t'rabonon. Why? The mitchila kachoy so ha-tachon. She yischaya b'mizonos t'rabonon. Kol she is chadesh mitzvah in the Torah, avol in tipok ha-mitzvah in the Torah, ha-dei silik o-gerishin, The orphan zelo tikna chachamim. Abu kashed hidira, he made an neder against her. Lo poka chiyav mitzvah. No. If he makes a neder, she can't have any enjoyment from his property. The mitzvah doesn't go away. He's just judgment proof. Nothing that he has is accessible to her. He made a neder against it. She can't touch a thing that he owns. And she can't touch it.
Why does that only work for one day?
Then? Slow. Abu chiyav mitzvah daim kayim. We're going around in a circle over here. We're in a circle. Since the Rabbanan is still going to be there, so that the Rabbanan, Rabosai, again, in a normal case, what do we say? She's Marechal any Zonos. So she can only be Marechal the Daraisa, because that hasn't been called until the next day. Once she's Marechal the Daraisa, then the Rabbanan, that's what's called the day of the marriage, disappears automatically. So what happened in the case where he makes a nether? You cannot have any hana from anything which I own. What happens then? Let's say the mitzvah is not until tomorrow. Let the nether be chal to prevent tomorrow's mitzvah from taking effect. So comes down to Chem in name. We don't say that. Why not? What do we say like this? A mitzvah is always a mitzvah. What is the nether going to achieve? You have no possessions that are accessible to her. However, since the mitzvah in theory still exists, then the chiyud rabbanon is not going to be removed. And that chiyud rabbanon precedes the nezer. So the nezer is not chal. Fancy footwork over here. This is his major breakthrough. Let's chazer the breakthrough. That there are two dinim in the zones. The din d'oraisa is a daily obligation. So that's one day at a time. For that reason, Ein Zonos works. Because Ein Zonos has to come before the Chana was Chal, like Dina Dvarim and Chsayach, before the Nisuin. It's after the Nisuin, but the next day is a separate obligation. So it works. The Dinder Rabbanan starts at the moment of marriage and lasts for the entire duration of the marriage. That Dinder Rabbanan prevents Neder from being Chal.
Isn't that an effective Sukkot, the Dinder Rabbanan?
Yes. The Rabbanus relates to the Ksuba. Oh. Now watch. Vadai Nesh Lavor, Mashakosta Varavne Balun, Shebeisha Shemoch Lachir Mizonos, Balonis Talka, Bose Eina Yachola Lagzor, Shein Acha Mechila Klum. Once you're Mechla, you owe me $100, say, I forgive you, I can't come back. Ubeze Yisha Kushta Nesivus Mishpot. Shehikshal Shidas Hatoysa Shevein Eliel. Shomer is ein nizon as many also yechol olach zaba. Yim kain eicho meres hagemar kuf zayin. Shalochein ein posk in mizon as eishes ish. Shalochein yin say, yam, the husband went to China. Shema oma lo tzimas yadag mizon as saich kib lo leo. She accepted on herself. Mikol makom tag zaba. Sure, I accept. I back out and I give me the mizon as.
How can she sell in the first place the double of a shalom? She can only sell the rice for a daily bread.
She's not selling, she's being nostalgic. She's not selling anything. Tirat Avdin Aluin.
Isn't it though in exchange for her Masi Adayim? Isn't that a sale?
Correct. She's giving up something. And Memela, he'll give the Masi Adayim. But the question becomes, let her back out. And who answers? She's kol she'skimu shneim. Shelo tizon velo tasa Masi Adayim. He can't back out from Mechil. Zoktim Zaman Echem. Hashem Zvid Darkenu. Sheyesh Shnei Chiyuvim. Chiyuv Min HaTorah. Shemischadish Kol Yom. Vechiyuv D'Rabbanon. Shemishtar V'shasa Nisuin. In Kain. Teina Chiyuv D'Rabbanon. Yechol Limchol. Shekvon is chayiv lo. The moment of the marriage. Aval al kompani misho chiv al chiv dar aiso. Val chiv ze lo mo ilo mechila. Why? The adayin lo bo lo olo machiv. V'yev shalim cho. Let's get the parentheses. And there are the tarts. Shebezeh shemoch lo ha'isha. Chiyuv hamazona shechayim la'amamad rabbanon from the moment of the marriage. Niftar gam mi chiyuv ha'torah mischadish kol yom. Why? Tala dava. V'svara shekasam kosakam mefarshim. Shemechili kipiron. We mentioned this just last week. Kiyum niskabal, the shoot's paid already. He wants to go into the Svara Bechil the Kipiron, which I'm not going to skip a little bit because it's too much.
He could argue it simply if it's a revocable gift.
Okay, perhaps. Now, he wants to know in the third paragraph, 3 or 4, on Mizonas, Rabbonic, Parts, and Aiksubus. As you asked before, I thought we'd get to it. That's a Rambam. Shemechilas, Mochelas, Ksubos, and Levala, and the Mizonos. Where do you get it from? Even Mizonos Mechayim, while they're still alive. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, Perek Dalet, Simchav Dalet. We see Mepharshim, Eila, Mizonos, and Filman Abal. Well, that's a cloud. Galak is with the Rambam. The Mizonos, Ishto, Enemy, Tanai, Ksuba. Hello, the Mandiyama, the Raisa. Ulamandava de Rabbanon, Tiknula Masya Dea Dachas Ksuba, Mizono Seho, Himnota Masya Dea, Sarech Lizono, Abba Mizono Seho, Menad Yorishim, Habikit Nai Ksuba. So he has a very interesting, what he calls Svaras Hafuchos, between the Rosh and the Rambam, which is not a good thing. They go in opposite directions. Why? Uladas a Rambam, Avshe Posek Mizonos Menad Torah, Mikol Mokol Matzim Mizonos Menad Nai Ksuba. We just saw it. Ukshama chelas aksuba in the mezonos. You saw. Fine. And the riser is knocked out. Skip this for the moment. But that's a roshi lehepech. Shigal mandam mezonos to rabbonon. Eina mitzna aksuba. Elachiv ache takas mas yadayim. Chayim ha mechidat subasa. Lo efsida mezonos to rechayim. And he wants to bring a raya to the rush from a mishnah. I asked you to see two Mishnayos, one a while ago. Let's take a look ourselves in the Mishnah.
Is he saying this by Almana too? Or only a Gunther?
With this, our primary focus on the Ksuba of the married woman. Yes, there are Rayas from Almana we saw earlier, but let's take a look at the Mishnah. Nun Aleph from Manal. We saw this Mishnah on the Mara Makomas a while ago. It discusses various items. Look inside the Mishnah, please. And even though he didn't write it, it's chal anyway, it's not best. Let's see what, I think there are three of them here. Number one, lo kosev lo ksuba besula gova masayim amona mona. It's not best. Number one, kosev lo sadas shavim mona tachas masayim zuz. Lo kosev lo kol the kosev this liachvayim the ksuba sechayim. Shoot tonight, Benson. It's part of the ksuba that all is probably going to lead to the ksuba. Look, cause of law, im tishta boy, afarkine, osvina kokli into, uva kohenes, adirinech, the medinose, chayev, shoot my best, the chayev of pigeon. Number two. So I guess there are really three of them over here. One is the ksuba itself. One is that all the possession are going to lead to the ksuba. And the third one is, if you are taken captive, I will redeem you. Sounds crazy in our world, but in the ancient world, captivity, pirates, it happened. It was a very necessary obligation. The ransom. That's Nun Aleph from Manal. I asked you to see in the Ma'am Makomas another mission, Nun Beis and Nun Beis. They rattle off another bunch of things that if you didn't write, Chagos Tnai Bez. What are they? Let's see in Nun Beis and the Mishnah. There were three there and a three here, I believe. I think three and three. Lo kosev lo binin dichwin di hevi lo chiminoi in yashtin kesem subasach yasra kol keon di macheon chayim shoot tonight bezin. What does that mean? He tells the woman upon marriage, any males that you have from me, they will get all the money of the ksuba, right? And they're not going to have to share it with their half-brothers, my children from my first marriage. Tonight bezin. Next. But now look when your girls, do you have the chimina will have together? You have yasin b'beisi, you mitzin them in the chas, you have the gurvin, chayef, tonight bezin. He dies, and the girls are homeless? No. They have a right to live in their father's house and to get fed from his estate till they get married. And number three, I believe, final. After Yasim Bebesi of Mitzvah in Chosai, Kol Yemeg Amon Lusev. Bebesi, Chayv Nai Bezin. In other words, after he dies, she can live in his house forever until she remarries. Once we're here, let's just finish up the Mishnah. Kacha yu anche Yerushalayim kotsu. Anche gol, like anche Yerushalayim. Anche yudin kotsvin. Anche yirtsu ha-yorshim nidin of ksubaseich. Lefichach em ratzu le-yorshim nosin of ksubasa u-pochin of so. This is an unbelievable machlekes over here. Who has the upper hand? Kwan te anche golil le-almona. She says, I want to stay in the house and be fed for the rest of my life. They want to offer a lump sum. She'd be foolish to take it, if you ask me. That's how big it is, of course. But according to Anshe Yehuda, they can force it upon her. Here's a lump sum and shalom. Get out of the house, no more food. All these five things are found in the two Mishnahs. There's three in the Nalef from Nalef, three in the base of the base. All Yechayim anyway, if you didn't write it, why? Why Chayim anyway? Tonight best. Zok the hell comes out of the chen. Watch. The chen mona shema mishna at sova perch shishna at sova. Shaf lo kosova gova mishna tai best. Filu din ze shalo kosova. Shiit la mizona suksus shachai mishna tai best. Lo monsa. Miz a svara raya la svara sa rosh. Shachiv mizona suksus hu shalo mitzna tai from omission. Why isn't it found in the list of six Naibezes on the Nalef from the Beis? The fact that Mizona's not there means it's not one of them. Those sharing the Rambam. Rambam says it is one of them. He's looking brilliant answer. Look what he says. Okay, guys, that's a Rambam. She's so Mizona's Naibez and Nicha. Why? Ev Shalomar. Shasiba Shlo Eskira HaMishnah. Shlo Kosala Mizona Shachayev. Who? He? Shemizonos minat Torah. V'yem is a chiddush shechayev gamel lo kosavla. Me'achas chiyuv minat Torah. Pshita they don't nifta b'lesh lo kosavla. Ein adom alam ochelas tabi pikibiron v'nifta gamel chiyuv mizonos torayis. Whoa. He's saying the fact that mizonos not found in this list, the big list of six, in the end of the fourth parak, it's the rice and the only with Rabbanon. Right? The Rosh Hashitos of mizonos is the Rabbanon. Hochiach Shaper Shachiv Zeshel Mazonas Lo Tiknu Begadeth Naik Suba. Why? Meshaim Zeshel Naik Suba Koshem Adullah Koshem Amishad Avazay Yachanim Shadim Nesh Naik Suba Shaf Lo Koshem Chayim Behem Meru Digurai and Rosh Haz Rambam Mimikan Rai Shem Naik Suba Nesh Nesh Tirit Shem Mashal Koshem Mishad Avazay Meshum Shem Lo Yit Koshem Nesh Dimen HaTorah Shem Chayim Behem Zeh Chirish. Ah, beautiful Chavim Chazam Nechemia Meru Dig. So the Rambam the Shita So that Mizonos is the rice, that's what's not found in the Mishnah, even though it isn't that best. And the Rosh Hashitah so, that Mizonos is the Rabbanan, why is it not in the Mishnah with all the other six? The answer must be, not part of the Naik Suba. Very really. This is, very really, this is, one of the Gdolei Ador is saying this Gaval Gazach. Now, we came to the end of this Maimon, almost. In Ebedas, typo, no? I saw him. Shemizonos to Rabbanon to Sminator. That's the Magad Mishnah. Yesh la'ayin. Im sovrim sheesh rakiv Torah v'lo tiknu chachamim klum v'ksus. O shesovrim shegam ad Rabbanon tiknu chiv ksus v'da ksuba. Ukesvara saramba, we said a few minutes ago, b'chiv mizonos. Is it both? That's a question. Skipping a little bit, the Chuli Alma Tiknu Chachamim Chiyuv Ksus Nos about in Torah Minak Suba U'Mishtav Mishas Tesuin. The same as the food. This is the clothes. For the Chen Eino Yachol Lesser Oleha Mistaber Shemashat Tiknu Masidah Kineged Mizonosel Hanakam Kineged Ksusa Meyachas Shegam Ksusa Mechuyim Mitznak Suba as the Chazan Ishted. But it's not Bukhruch. It's not Bukhruch. You don't have to say it that way. Uve'etzem svaras avne melun. She'isha omeres eini nizonis v'eini osa. Al Korchach Bo Meret She'eino Rotsa B'Takonis Chachamas U'Shachim Mezonos. Abol Im Timchol Al Mezonos Lo Taka HaTakon Lo Tipotim As Yodeo. Why? Because the Chiyam is still in its place. Yes, the Hosef. She'im Ki Adav Amuchrach B'Mokam Shemo Chelas Al Shibu D'Chosim. Tavikino Senes Lo B'Matonis Kuz Shibu She'esh Lo Al D'Chosim. As he said earlier, the Bavadai, if Titan or Isha is Hamazono, Shekibla bin Bala, Vitavs of Titan also need Matana Labal, Loyal the Potter Masada. Comical. If Timchol Labal, Al Shiva Naguf, Vitif the Renu, the Mitzvah Shechala Lavitla Mazonos, Shebaze, Mechilik and Piron Kedalia, was a nearish at the Potter Masada. Avshalom Okres Mitzvahs Nesinas Mizonos Brak Patrosom he quote Lishalem Es HaMitzvah. Why? Because it's Kenegan Mashinosla Mizonos Bepoel Avakoshin Anosinla Avshachayelitinla Lo Tikna. Well, how do you see? Man does not support his wife, right? She keeps a Masyadayim, even the most she keeps. Why? He doesn't give a Mizonos Lo Tikna Chachamim Shemas Yodeh Lebala. Avshalom is Bapa Takonis Mazonos. Shuradayim Chayim in theory. Alekevin She'eno Mekayim Bepolos is Mazonos. Bapa Takonis Mas Yodayim. He quotes the Gemara after the Chesem and Beis. That is the final part. Perek Dalet. Now let's get to the Chakir. B'chiv Avav Mazonos Uksus V'dira. In Geder Achiyahu, Sheyiten lo kolela, Ukshanasan lo kolela, Nifta Mechiva, Vyachim Tobar Achanian, and Sarah Lakalita lo, Kobarechov, oh no! O Shederech Piron, Mizonos, Tusudiro, Kliakila, Enebederech Zos, Shemakla Varmailu, Elanosan lo lechel Mishalo, Vichengsu Shanosan lo, Eno Maknala, Elamiskasim Mishalo, that's what we saw this year today, with the Shulchan Aruch. Where was it? Ayin Gimel Siftes, wherever it was. That's where we started. That's the shadow. Chayin Dira, same thing. Ain't no Maklos Kuz Bedira. I feel those Kuz Shal Socha Veshoa. Ela Begeta Oreach. Shenosna Rishusti Yosef Vezdi Rosu. You have a guest. You have a guest for 50 years in your house called your wife. Doesn't sound a modern sensibility. I'm somewhat jarred by this. But that's what Abraham is clearing a chakir. He brings a right from Ramah. Simon Ayin Siv Gim. Simtsim of a whole Siv Melech Mazonos. Hurry who shall bow. What happens? She went on a diet and didn't use up the full allotment. So he goes back to the husband. Zuraya Shenabal Makalos Amazonos Elochelos Mishalo. So she didn't give it to her. She eats from his. Because Shanasan Lava Tinsu Osira, Harihem Shabal. It belongs to me. The husband never gave it to the wife. She either hit the law, Lava Mosa the Baal, gave it to her. He gave it away already. Then Kenilo Mikan Gabanas Amazonos Vibdu, Shechadit Lamazonos Achaim, Shekol Shalo Ochlo Somlo Nifta Michiyubo. It's Chiyam feeding her, not giving him cash. She went to Costco and she bought it for cheap. Avo, im kimsa bi ochla pochas misava. She went to diet. Afa mizonas and astrom shalisha. The Pesach Shuva quotes, did the suffix who? We can't be most of it. Okay, whatever it may be. Maybe not. Watch this. Chiyuv is on the Torah, according to the Rambam, opposed to the Rabbanan. Chiyuv in our Torah ain't ela shetochel imo, ishus, romance. Chiyuv in the Rabbanan, he actually gives her to give it to her to pay off a debt that belongs to her. Let's give you a little bit more. Now I come to the end. What about Ksus? Who owns the garments? Who owns them? There's some married men in the room. What do you think? You bought your wife your dress, the yontif, I assume you did. Who owns the dress? You own or she owns? Take a vote among the married men. Singles have no vote. Who owns the dress? Most of them have a big wardrobe. They have a, you know, I got married, I own two suits.
Did he buy for cash or on a credit card?
My wife had, you know, came with a poo. You know, that's the normal thing of women. They can't have just two dresses. It's not shy. So who owns all those dresses? Tana Rabbanan. Moser Mizonos Laval. Moser Belos Leisha. Moser Belos Leisha Lama. We saw this more before. Amarachmo Shemiskas Leben Mimei Nidosa. Shemiskana Baila. Okay. Amar Abaya. Naktina Moser Belos Amona Le Yorsha. Husband would love to Sgani. Bad page, she's married. Hocha? She said, just no husband, husband died. Tisgani, but Tisgani. We become Raya, she ain't Aksus, Nikas, the Isha. Doesn't belong to her. She have nicknames law. Lama Tarak, Tama, Zeshab, Lo Sam, Shlok, Eshlok, Tisgani. Tape law, she can also return. Exclamation point. The Chim of Osa, Blas, Blas, Mana, Yeshala. Maybe it's not right. Avshe Toma, she have Baal, Hikla, Saksus, Mikomakom. Lo Hiknal El is Machim Kayamim. Avonasu Blos. No, it's now it's rags. No. No. Skip a little bit more.
Isn't that limited though? What is that? That's Vanita, right?
Part of it.
So it's arguably it's a limited purpose garment.
Okay. Now there's a famous Beis Shmua. Ain is on as many else. We saw this before. What's the din? Could you back out? Tov says she can back out, and the Ran says she cannot back out. We saw the Ran just again last week. We went to look at the Ran, the Ritva, they're all different versions of the same exact thing. So watch what he says. Because of Eishmuel, Shemach Zol, this is Samach Tez Gimel, Machlach Zu Tluya, Im Ksus, Im Midarais, Im Midarabon. How so? L'shida Sab Toys, Im Ksus, Min HaTorah, L'chein, Kisha Omeres, Eini Nizonis, Lo if see the ksus yichol alachzava, meachas shetiknu chachamim schum kama chayav adam liter liishta v'chol shavua, uchem mefurish v'mishne ksuma samach dalach. Then the kshom meres ein izonos v'ein osa vitra al mizonos shavua zeh ve'ein osa malacha shechayos v'shavua zeh. This is daf nun tes. Who is shavua ba yichol alachzava lo ma ani izonos v'ein osa shavua zeh. Fine. That's how it comes out according to the sheep. Avodas Aran Shigam Ksusi de Rabon. Vititnu Mas Yodel Kenegam Mizonis Uksus Ukshomeris Enin Mizonis Al Korcha Chakabona Koyomel. Why? Sherechiv Ksus Enem Mishal Kol Shavua. Rabosai, you can't say it costs you X dollars a week for clothes. Because if you want a week and then she buys no clothes, then it's a. Before Pesach, whoa, spring sale, she buys up a rack full of clothes to make up for the whole winter. You can't divide it in weekly segments. We discussed this a long time ago, this the Kudim, if you remember. It was on the board, but I told this to you.
Is this a matter of intent, though, only? I mean, if she actually came forward and said, I want to monetize your whole obligation. It's an indeterminate amount. I tell you what, give me $1 million, and that's it.
$1 million, say that's not bad.
I'm giving an egregious example.
Well, I don't know. Today's world depends where you are.
Right,
I don't know. Include mother by an apartment in Park Avenue. I think it costs more than $1 million. I think so.
But could she conceivably?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because here it seems to argue what was intended.
Correct. That's certainly true. But it's also part, since you can't divide it equally in equal weekly segments. That's the code over here. So Beis Shmuel says this. Beis Shmuel says this. Look, ain't a mishal kol shavua, ain't a chol alachzabo. Im ki adayin in the movement sharegam im tevater al kol aksus shel kol chayeho, mikol makom ma nasi b'ksus shekvo nosan, ki nitztarech lechakos at shibolu b'godeo, boz lo yil amazonos to mama as adayin b'tzor achiyin. So what do you do with the clothes she has her wearing right now? Al kol pon, put it aside. Vuchach mikan she zofsu b'ksusa, shim no ma shaksus shel bailo, him ishtamesh is b'ksus bailo, Take Shomeris any his onus, ain't law Yosef's chustis casus vixusion us on the bailo. Who was matching Choseris for Choseris the Stabish vixus bailo. So you can do it. Alakochok shekonso asaksus. Afshichol on achzal haknos on the ballot, you said, become a compazel dot tipotin masyadayim. Mesha havi kinos the maton on the ballot. It's masyadayim, as we saw earlier. Fine. He goes to the Rashi we started the shiur with today. The Rashi. The Bat Beis Shmuel quotes the Mordechai from the Gemara. Double Kamakum base. We saw this. Baal Shahiknish is called the Chosov. Lochala Heknish al Ksus Ishta. Quoted Shulchan Aruch. And a Baal Yochol Limko Bigda Yishta. Okay, why? Because it belongs to her. I was the Rashi with Sophic. Is this false? Achesh a Gemara Kosva Tam. Lom alo chal ha'eklish al ksus shekono liyishto. Gam belo nosan lo adayin. She'eno mitam shekono avura v'zoch alo v'shas kniyosu me'amocher. Shekol she'en amocher v'chavan lahaklis lo in a kom, it's not hers. El atam adova shal chal ha'eklish, why? A different reason. Shekol ha'amaklish ein dad al ksus ishto. That was one sorin b'vakama. V'sova rashbo, v'lifi tchias ha'gemara, should you talk in Shigam Xus Ishto Shekfonos Labal Gamke Lo Konsa? When we tam Shekosav Lashen Chayav Lakas Luxus, Elohimishta Meshes Xus Abal. Now we come to the final part, which is going to lead us to the next part of the sheet. Quotes the Mefurish Din Shavanach. Amona Shabal Ligvos Tsubasim. Okay, let's assume Xum is worth, what do we say? What do we say that the biggest sum we had? $30,000? Take a big sum. Ksuma should have $30,000. Shamin kol begodeh. We subtract all of a wardrobe from this sum. Ben shel chol, ben shel Shabbos. Oh, the Shabbos clothes. Oh. Umenakan also the Ksubas. You subtract it from the sum total.
You didn't say
tachi. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. It's very important. Aval grusha, shagir shabala midata belotaina, and shamala bigdechol. In other words, she keeps that, and you know, there's no offset. Avol shel regel v'shel Shabbos shama is an offset. Even if he divorces her, there's an offset for the $30,000 he owes for all the clothes he had bought her during their marriage. Din zeh sheksus ha'isha kenuya lo. Why? She'begerish she'begrusha ain shamin. There's no offset. She keeps. She gets a full ksuba. V'ilo konsel ha'ksus ela she'mishtamesh v'ksus ba'ilam. Why not? She walks out with all the clothes, subtract their value from the sum of the ksuba. It's hers. Umash almona shamala. Why? Humitam umdana. Shalhikna la ela lizman shi yishto. We'll see the Gemara soon in the Nundala. We'll see some. The question becomes, what's the Rashi suffix? The Babi Mamashka nechse yishto. Why not by Grusha? What's going on? Must be Konsa Isha. Konsa Isha. We're all made. Amanas Kein Lo Ikma. So the question of the Gemara. Why the heck is not Chalm Sus Ishta, what he said earlier? The wife acquires it. You want to make it a mashkin? So we say, Amanas Kein, you didn't, weren't makna. But if you're makdish, there's no umdina. So we say, he wants to be Chekash Shemichal. In any event, Rabbi said, leave all these details out. Comes out. Gam tzintzimu v'yishtamisha v'ksus pochus mima shekibla ha-moser shelo, same as Mizonos, Rabbi said. She skimps, the same as Mizonos is hers, ksus is hers. You know why? Mizonos belongs to her, and the ksus belongs to her. Fizeh. What about her husband? What about the dira? What's pshat? What's pshat? That she bought it? It's hers? Not as a guest? It's a question. What happens if the husband dies? Who's the mukhzuk? The widow or the children? And all that's in the house? Kivega says, from the Rivosh, it's not hers. It belongs to the Yarsha. So the Talcum and the Rishus Yarsha, not Hershus. Why? Then we just learn that she has rights. She's not a guest. She has either bought it or at least rented it. He has a kasha. Kivega says it's only the right to live there. It's not considered to be her yard. That's what he suggests. Then he discusses this question. He wants to know, a grusha, you don't offset the big day chol, the big day Shabbos, and whatever you are. Why? Didn't we just see that the husband is makdis to his wife? So big day Shabbos is also makdis to his wife. Why do you subtract big day Shabbos from her full payment of ksuba? So what does Sma say? Yeah, the begadim yikarim alalo eno makla mistama. And I'll dash and you stagle nikhom yam yukarim shmachim bachav govaman. That's a shvera undana. Ah, come on. Why should we say anything? He wants to give his wife full ownership. Let's see what it says. Let's see what it says. I'm skipping a little bit. Here's it. This is coming to the end. Hey Nemes, Shaksus Shachaiva Bali Ishto is a Chiyav Kishab Bali Chov. The Kona Aksus. Hey Nemes, Shaksus about. It's hers. Watch what he says. It's a brilliant, this is the last brilliant point for this mic. Kol Zeb Big Dechol Shachaiva Bem Gam Oni Shabi Yisro. We saw the Mishnah. Let's turn to the Mishnah for a minute again. Samach Dalam and Base. There we are taught, he has to give her this, and this, and this, and he has to give her shoes, he has to give her a hat, he has to give her a belt, and then the whole 9 yards. How did the Mishnah end? Certain shiurim, 3 times a year, once a year, the whole story. That's Ani Shem Yisrael. Ava Mechubit, Hakol Lefi Chvodo. Listen to this. Big Day Shabbos, Sha'ani Pata Bilita Liishno. That's the Mishnah Ksuba. So on the footnote 31. Cause of Sham Shachaya Lita Luxus the Shana. Lohusku Big Day Shabbos. Kedar Shis Hamishna Chavit and Gimel Sudas of Shabbos. Hey. When it comes to Sudas, the Gemara is still even furish. You have to give her enough for 2 meals a day. Right? 2 meals a day. That's the other 6 days. Of the week, but on Shabbos, you have to give her extra money. So the question becomes: why, when it comes to Ksus, is none of this extra money found? That's the question. The Gemara, if you look at the Gemara in the Sam of Dalam base, Kamesh Yir Mazon Shtei Sudas of Alecha V'Yechad Mizon Alechol Vol Shabbos, and they go into the fact that Shabbos you get extra allowance. Why by Ksus? Watch. Gam Kishen No Sen Lo Big Day Shabbos Lo Hiknem Le Garmi Le Kol Zman Shechayav Litan Li Yishto. Aval is man shehen even if them didn't be the Shabbos Yishto. This man zelo hitne. Now both sides. What you must do, you must do. What you don't have to do, you did it voluntarily. You impose certain conditions and understandings. Shari oz gam the atzu yochol itle. That's what he suggested. He wants to end like this. The Siyum. Maybe we should. Wait. How many pages over here? Let's stop here. We read the fundamentals of Rav Zalman Nechemia's piece. Rav Mosai gave you a summation. Didn't read every last word. You got a couple of major breakthroughs. Let's do the major breakthroughs. Number one is the Chiyuv Doraisa, which is the Chiyuv of romance. Chal every single day afresh. There's a chiyuv of the Rabbanon, which is financial in nature, not romantic in nature. That starts at the moment of the marriage and lasts for the duration of the marriage. That's number one. Number two, Rav Osai went to discussion whether it's part of Tanakh Subana. Beautiful in Shitasa. The Rosh of Mazonas to Rabbanon, the fact that Mazonas is not found in the list of Nunal from the Bays, it's not Tanakh Bez. But the Rambos, that's the Doraisa, will hold that it is Tanai Bezdin on the second level we mentioned earlier. And why is it found in the Mishnah? Because it's obvious it's a Daraisa. The Mishnah only talking about the Rabbanans. Then it means the right that Ksus belongs to her. It belongs to her. What's his right? The Gemara, that from the Dalai and Madala, for both sides. And therefore, we'll get to more in a minute. She skimps, she's able to keep it. This is what Zalman Nechemia is saying. Why Big Day Shabbos is Shaman? Why? Because it's not an obligation. You only have to, it's not an Oni B'Yisrael, as we just saw. Comes out of both sides that the house belongs to her. Like Sus. It's a Gemara. Kuf Gimel Amadav. We did it before. Take a look. Kuf, it's on the Marma Kamas. It's on the Gemara. Kuf Gimel Ksubis Amadav. What does the Gemara say? Kuf Gimel Amadav Mesech the Ksubis. Yisomim can't sell the house. They want to sell out from under their widowed mother. Can't do it. Right? Yisomim shekonu v'machu v'nechasim. What does he say? Again. Yisomim shekmachu mother almana lo'asim lo'klum. Why? My answer is hocha mishtabi lo mechayim. Mefurasher gemara k'subis. That is it belongs in effect to the wife mechayim when she and the husband were both alive. And as such, based on the Mordaf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, they cannot sell it. Fine.
The common law equivalent is called the dowager. She's a dowager. She has dower over.
Okay, that could be. But both, let's set aside for the moment Rav Zalman Nechemia owned Dvar Torah and get to the critical source which discusses who the clothes belong to. And Rabbi says, this is very relevant. You think this is irrelevant. Not irrelevant. I mentioned jewelry also. These are not irrelevant items. Take a look at Simon Tzadi Tess. It's on the Mark of Thomas, I believe. Simon Tzadi Tess, yes. We're coming to the end of the third from the last piece. And we have to get to see the Gemara, which is the first part of that piece. But let's first see the Shabbat. First, we'll come back to the Gemara. Tzadi Tess Amanal. We're going to see the Shulchan Aruch, go back to the Gemara, and come back to the Shulchan Aruch. Almona shebol ligvas tzubasa shomin kol begodeh ben shel chol ben shel Shabbos u'menakanel sam mitzubasa. She had the $30,000. Subtract whatever the amount she's wearing in clothes, whether a weekday clothes and a Shabbos clothes. Avo gerusha shegir shavala midato below tana. He stopped his heart to divorce him one day. Ein shomen lo bigdei chol avol shel regel v'shel Shabbos shomen lo. So I teach Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tzadites Sif Aleph. Now, where's this come from? We see the Gemara Bosai Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Please turn to the Gemara Bosai Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. An important Gemara, and I'm telling you, I've had interviews about these things. It's really relevant.
Why is it say below Tana? Is there like relevance to the fact that he didn't give her a reason why he divorced her?
Yes, we'll see. Like, yes, we'll see. That's very important. We'll see that momentarily. Momentarily. Let's just see the Gemara. Nun Dalin Amud Aleph. Itma, the last third of the Dalin. Almana, the woman is a widow and she wants to have a ksuba. Rabba Mashamin Mashalay, you subtract whatever she's wearing. You don't subtract. Whatever, whole discussion. What's it all about? Rashi. Shomin Masha Oleho. Shemagbin lo bezdin tzubasa. Shomin begodel bepiron tzubasa. And you take it, subtract from the top line. Belokit, Safir Shagar Babais, Balabais, again, Safir Shagar Babais, Balabais, Belokaklo Balabais, Begodin, Kishayotim, Imenu, Shom, also Begodin, Rishar, Lishmuel. The Rav says, ain't Shaman, you take it off his salary. The Kain Belokit, the Rav Shaman, the Shmuel, ain't Shaman. What's a simen? Yasna v'amalta shalach upuk. Havshet b'gdehen. Take off their clothes. I don't think it's literally. We take off the value of the clothes. And it's mitzvah and go out. So therefore what? Whatever clothes you have really belong to the either the employer or to the husband. You have to subtract that amount of money from the either the salary or from the ksuba. So far the Gemara is over here. This is an afnun dalid omud aleph. Omer Abnach. Afal gab the tzav and masnis and come under the shvuk and comes the rap. The tzav. Echad ha-makdish l'choso v'echad ha-marach ha-satzmoy lo v'ksus ishto v'lo v'ksus bona v'lo v'tzeva sh'tzeva l'shmon v'lo v'sandala sh'chadosh v'sholok l'shmon. Zog Rashi bana first wide line. Echad ha-makdish l'choso v'echad ha-marach ha-satzmoy gizbo bo l'maskino al erko ha-kozo v'parashe lo v'gizbo lo v'ksus ishto can't take his wife's clothes. You can't take it. I'll be go down shallow kishmuel. The fact that you can't take it away belongs to Shmuel. Belongs to Shmuel said. No. Omolar Abab Chachman. Kimiachat the Tanad, Max Deason, Kavas the Shmuel. I'm a hill of the Kavas the Rav. Omolay. Lich Ora is the famous word of the Chor that's used all the time. Comes from here, whatever it means. First glance. What? Kishmua Rita. Kima Ainisba. Hilchos Kavasi the Rav. My timer. Watch this now. Ki Achnila Adato the Makim Kamei. Adato the Mishkal the Mapek Lo Achnila. Ooh, Chidish Noira. Noira. What's he saying? The Rashi is in the third wide line. Again. Dokamei kaima ve'eino yosemi beso. Right now she's married happy to him. Vadata dehochi makni lo sheyiyu shalo kozman she tachtov and therefore no one can get it. The creditor can't take it. It belongs to her, but it only belongs to her once they're as long as they're married. He wants it to look good when they're married. Once they're divorced, once he dies, she has to look good when he's dead. You know what Chazal say? The famous Chazal, which this reminds me of. In Rashi calls it in Parshas Eker, at least part of it. That Hashem says to Am Yisrael, I'm sending you to Golus, but don't stop putting on tefillin, don't stop putting up mezuzahs. Why? Because you're coming back. Mushal, the Medrash continues that Rashi doesn't call the Ramban quotes in Parshas Achimos. Perikut Ches Pasuk Chafei. A king gets into a fight with his queen, sends a packing to our father's palace. Says, but in your father's palace, don't forget to get dressed nicely, make your hair, put on the jewelry. Because when you make up, you shouldn't forget how to look beautiful. Weistachos. That if he's dead, a human husband or a divorce, not coming back, then he doesn't care anymore how she looks once he's dead. So that's he never gave it to her in that circumstance. So says the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, so says the Gemara. Having read this Gemara, Rabosai, let us turn to the Balamor, the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Rosh. We only have another 12 minutes. We'll see how much we can do today. Mission tomorrow, we will continue. Oh, by the way, tomorrow she is a regular time. My flight was postponed. Hello. Call me up. So tomorrow's back to regular time. We send out an email, so tell everybody. Okay, let's take a look first in the Rif, in the Mefarshi Rif. It's page Chaf Aleph from an Aleph, or page Samach Aleph in the New Gemaras. What does it say, page Samar Aleph? We'll take the riff from the very top. V'shamina mina, the man that garish the yitzeh. In other words, he gave her the clothes for as long as they're married. He never intended that she should have it if he died. He didn't die on purpose. He died, Hashem took him away. But what if he divorces his wife? That didn't happen by itself. Shamina mina, the man that garish the yitzeh. Midata de nafshe. Ain't shamalo ma'asholeh. No, she keeps it. She doesn't want to leave. She'd like to stay married. He is sending her away. He's divorcing her. How do you like that? Says the Ran. Shamina mino. Kedas Rambam. Chazal Rashba. The Yesh Mishomer Shabagusho Afilu Big Day Shabbos. Ain Shamila. The Kulu Akila. Hear what's going on? Everything belongs to her. Even the big day shops. If brothers divide up an estate, what they're wearing, you need to split up. What the wives are wearing, you don't. It belongs to the wives. It says the Yerushalmi, the clay regal, the clay Shabbos shomin. That's fancy clothes, that's considered general assets. Daily clothes, that's hers. Fancy, a mink coat, I both say, a mink coat is like an antique. It's like a piece of silver. It's not, she happens to put on her shoulders, but it's an asset. It's not like a typical blouse. For those who don't know, this is probably true even to this day. But my wife never owned a mink coat, so I can't speak about it. But that's why I understand this. It's an asset, not just Starbucks shirt. Yeah. The hosam achin lo makni ela big day chol kidesh lo yavshi tua aruma. The brother, when they split up the estate, they don't take into account the weekday clothes. They don't want their wives to be stripped naked. Chas v'shalom. Have a big day Shabbos. Dilis yaker asuyin. It's an asset. You buy a mink coat as an asset, so you can, it's going to go up in value. Fight against inflation, right? Low. That's when it comes to brothers. Avobali is show. No. Aknuye makilo ben the chol ben the Shabbos. He's giving her everything. This is romance for both sides. He gives a mink coat to his wife completely. In Herakles, that's no ain't love exusisto afilin the Shabbos. The Kevin, the Shalahen, both to the wife, and the Yochel of Mashal, Litan, and Acharat Khan. So says the Yesh Mishom and the Rajah. For Azaz al Cholet, Vyomit, the Afilu Bigrusha, Shomin Mashaleho. He argues with the whole thing, not with Shabbos al Cholet. He denies the whole fact of Grusha. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him away. So the same way, Rabosai, that his marriage to her, Rabosai, is not the wife's choice when her husband dies. Nonetheless, we say, even though it's not the wife's choice, still we say that she doesn't get the clothes, have to take it off the ksuba. So too, if he divorces her, and once again, it's not her choice, because make sure that he gets divorced, he gets the woman before Ben Gershon. Half al pikein, we should say that shamin. So it's a tremendous machlokes in the Balamor and everybody else in this day. A tremendous machlokes between the Gedolei HaRishonim on this very day. So now let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch and see what the Shulchan Aruch says. I just want to show you one more thing before the Ramban, before we get to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban says as follows. There's a comparison to Lokit, which the Baal HaMoreh makes, what we saw before by Lokit. Watch this. I'm reading you in my edition. It's the third line of column 2. For those who have the old edition, this is Omar Akosei before till the end of the paragraph. It's, I would say, about a quarter or third of the way through it. The chayim b'ksul shiksoso bala shamin. Why? The vishalo hiknala el kozman shetamu lefana. Darmina ki yaknila adata lebekim kamei. Abo megarish es ishto. Kevin shehu kinoa kadeh lamo lefana. Va'akshav hiyotis bal kocha. Tema shall say. What's she going to say? Tunuli bali. Remember lefana? Give me my husband. I'm happy to stand in front of him. He's a bum, he's divorcing me. I can't take a look off my tzuba. When it comes to an almana, what can I tell you? Almana, the baal is dead never. That's the distinction which the Ramban brings to defend the riff against the baal almon. Add kind of line, carry everything now. Let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch now again. Okay, this is the next few minutes. We'll have to stop at the theaters tomorrow. Take a look. I asked you to see Tzadik Tzes, Tzif Aleph and Beis, and the Beis Shmuel, the Brisk Beis Shuvah. These things are halacha l'maaseh. Take a look. Says the Beis Shmuel, Shomim kol begodeh ba'amona, hatam lo aknila ele lemekim kameh, havel mishkul lemekim lo aknila, t'gmon k'sumu t'aptun dalat. But Shagir Shabala, as you said before, below Taina, you said, Eli, what's below Taina? Look at the vegetable. Amos Sarcha Olav, what will happen if she did something unbecoming and he's in effect feels compelled to divorce her? Adata Dahachi Lo Aknila. In other words, he's not going to give her all these clothing and then she's going to act out improperly or be forced to divorce her in effect. And she can walk with the clothes on her back? No way! Can cause them a tour b'shem bala yitur. V'nire, den chilet b'din zeh, afilu b'zman hazeh dike cheir and agershin, den begashin bal kocha, mikomagom, af al gav nehi merutza, she has to say yes to the divorce, although it can't go on, mikomagom, im hu lo hoya rotza legasha, he didn't want a divorce her, he feels compelled to divorce, like a sarcha olav. How do you define that? Ein ritzono. Again, im hu lo yarotza legasha, ein ritzono lizgaresh, su lo shayach hatam, lemishkol lemepek lo aknilo. And therefore, Rabosai, if he decided on his own to divorce her, he divorced her, he has to give her a clothes. If he's in effect compelled to divorce her by her misconduct, then no, then the clothes stay with him, or you subtract them from the amount of the ksuba. The Magid says in Perek Zayin, Alocha Dalid, Rabbo Sai Rava, Magid beats the Magid Mishnah. What did he say? Im hi yotso bal korcho, Elu shekof and osim lahotzi, mukashchin, the whole story, vadai shami. Only in that extreme case, ubal, kosas chakas macho, okay? The polig ala itur. Because the itur says, we just saw a minute ago, even that's an extreme case where he's compelled halachically to divorce her by no, with no choice. She's not misbehaves. He feels he has to divorce her. Says the Beis Shulam, there's no fight. Evshar ha'itur ayri av imhu migarish osa mikomakom kevan dehi garma shamin. Even though the initiative comes from him. V'hamagid ayri afiluk shehu agorin kagon shume'elu shekofan osa migarish even by Kesha's get. She's the one who was actively asking for the get. So if she's actively asking for the get, we should say that she has no right to the clothes. No, she actively asked for the get because Nebuchadnezzar was a Mukashin. He became a Mukashin. What do you want from her? So therefore, in that kind of a situation, the clothes would stay with her because it's not really her fault. Even though she asks, but you can't help it. What are you going to do? Okay. So now Rabosai, we have to see what the other poskim say about this. So what I'll do is we'll stop here, because I don't want to start. Let me tell you what tomorrow I'm going to do. Tomorrow I'm going to start the Piskei Tshuvos right over here in Siman Tzadi Tes, which are important. And all these Marim HaKomos that are over here, we'll see. After we finish that, Rabosai, the Siyata Deshmaya, we'll go back to the Rosh and the Ran that we spoke about, and then go back a little bit more to the Piskei Tshuvos and Siman Tzadi Tes. If we're lucky, we'll start tomorrow with the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel, which is sort of the next topic. And the Mitzvah Shem, I'm trying to arrange to Skype the Shiurim in for Wednesday and Thursday and Sunday. I'm having a certain... I spoke to Rabbi Korn. Rabbi Korn is from Netiv Aryeh. I don't know if he went to that yeshiva. So I spoke to him today. He's going to try to get me a place to Skype it in at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, which is 1 o'clock here in New York. On Thursday, I'm going to be at Ar Sameach. Help to do it from there. And Sunday, I'm going to be in Karmiyam. I'll do it from there. So the times may vary a little bit. Early or later, I'll try to be in touch with you when we get close to the event. Okay, we'll stop here. You really? So bad?